broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
We've been speaking out against it for months.
For the Tea Party protesters, it was a somber night.
This stuff is beyond the pale, and they need to stop this.
Yes, I'm glad the president passed health care.
Your friend in the White House has been following in the footsteps of his predecessor.
He's proceeded to rip his shirt off and then take his pants off.
No, Phil, get off me.
World famous Phil Hendrick Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is the bitch. Coming up, slow drivers face fines for their speeds in good old GA, Georgia. Yes! And a mom gets mad that her underage daughter legally got an abortion without her consent. See, that's this is a very interesting story. Wait till we get to that. The girl got an abortion. It's legal in the state of Washington to get an abortion without consent, and the mother's pissed off because she's going to make a political issue out of this, right? 877-876-PHIL. I know because I saw O'Reilly turning particularly red, you know.
Yeah, it's face. He looked like somebody squeezed up the blood in there.
Yeah, you know that they put like a headlock?
A headlock?
Yeah, it looked like he got a headlock.
O'Reilly looked like he was in a headlock?
Yeah, because it looked like a blood, what do you call, squeeze up his head.
Yeah, like his head was a pimple.
Oh, okay. You know, you cats, you can speak English, you know.
What?
You can speak the English language. You don't have to go like, yeah, it looked like somebody put him in a headlock. You can just say he looked pissed off. His head was red. His face was red.
Oh, all right. I don't know if that was all right.
Yeah, we didn't know if you wanted us to make it more colorful.
What? Well, just speak the English language. In any event, so we'll get to that story. This is one that I really want to talk about. I'll get to it here. This is the slow pokes in the left. Man, this is as close to my heart as anything can possibly be. Healthcare, I don't give a damn. As a matter of fact, the whole country could go into a rat hole tomorrow. Wouldn't bother me. If there was a mass, if the bubonic plague broke out. But this story here, I love it. If you'd like to join us during our pre-show, which is an uncensored video feed, and it continues throughout the radio show. In fact, you can see us on video right now. You can do that at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Here it is. Slow pokes in left lanes face fines under Georgia law. Legislation to fine pokey lane hogs is speeding along with a firm push from the House in the state of Georgia on Monday. After a quick debate, the House voted 129-29 in just 7 minutes to pass and send to the Senate a bill that would set a minimum fine of $75 for any motorist driving less than the speed limit in the left lane who refuses to pull to the right when a faster vehicle approaches. Now, that happens to be the law in just about every state in the union. The far left lane, the number one lane, is a passing lane. That's not the lane where people get to sit who are aspiring police officers, you know?
Yeah, they think they're cops or something.
People that sit in the fast lane, and they're doing 55, and they think, I'm doing 55, I'm well within my rights. Well, no, you're not. No, you're not within your rights. What you're doing is you're impeding the traffic behind you. And it's none of your business whether they're going 70 or 75. I'm not a cop. I don't see too many cops sitting around here. I know what a cop looks like. He's got that car, and he's got the badge, and he's got a, you know.
Got a gun is what he's got.
Yeah, that's the thing I look at.
And he's got the gun. It's like that cop said to me one time. He said, do you got a gun? I said, yeah, it's on your hip.
You didn't see that a cop, did you?
I did, but that's a long time ago. In any event, cops are the guys that, you know, the cops are the guys that hand out the traffic citations. They're the ones that are policing the motorways of America, not our motorists, not someone who's going to go 55 in the fast lane and everybody else behind him can just go ahead and pound sand because that's what he's going to do because that's, you know, he's got the love of Jesus in his pretty blue eyes. Well, finally, now they did this in Colorado about 8 years ago. I know in the state of California it's against the law to drag your ass in the fast lane. People do it all the time, and I'm through getting mad. You know, I don't get angry about these things anymore because that's what I did when I was a younger man.
But did you ever have, like, road rage where you want to be a guy and you're going to beat him up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what's the worst time?
Well,
come on, man. What's the worst time every time you had a road rage?
Yeah. Did you beat a man? Did you beat him senseless?
No, of course I didn't, but I'd be in a prison cell if I did that.
Well, what'd you do?
Yeah, I want to know. What'd you do?
Well, a guy tailgated me one time, and...
Really?
Yeah, and...
What?
Will you shut up and let me tell the story, okay?
All right.
So a guy's tailgating me really, 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 really close. In fact, he's tailgating me so much, I can't see his headlights. This is at night. And I'm out on the freeway. And he was so close to me that the headlights suddenly were darkened by the fact that you couldn't see them for the back of my car. That's how close he was. There was no traffic around me. So I pulled, I was so angry, and this is really a, I have to tell you that I don't do this kind of thing anymore. And they do tell you now, road rage is a, you know, psychiatric condition.
You got to go to like a nut house or something?
Well, you don't have to go to a nut house, but if you have road rage, to get angry, to get that angry at a stranger is not a healthy thing to do. It's not a logical thing to do because you don't know anything about that person. So if you are thinking soundly, you're not going to challenge violently a complete stranger. That individual may do something to cause you to lose your life, you know?
Yeah, like, oh, are you kidding me? You could kick ass on a guy and everything.
Oh, get out of here, buddy. Kick it. You don't know whose ass you can kick. You may think you're the baddest cat in the world, and that guy's got a gun. You may think you are the baddest man on earth, and this guy's 5'3", and all he has to do is pull out a gun and put one in your stomach. Now, how badass are you?
Yeah, but do you ever think of like a little midget man would have something like that?
Yeah, what's the possibility of that?
What's the possibility of a guy having a gun?
No, like a midget man.
Hey, I'm going to start belting somebody here in a minute. You want to see somebody get violent?
No, I really want to know.
Yeah, what do you think the odds?
What are the odds of a midget having a gun?
No, but I mean a guy 5'3".
Hey, bud, I don't know, man. You want me to break it down in terms of how big people are when they buy guns? Are you serious?
No, but if you see a 5'3" guy, what's the chance he's going to have a gun?
I bet you it's a pretty high chance, man.
Yeah, you know how you say that.
Pretty high chance.
Why?
If you're a little tiny guy, I bet you the odds that that cat's packing go way up or way down or however they figure odds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. 5'3"? If anybody's going to have a gun, that guy will. That's why they called it in the days of the Old West. What'd they call it in the days of the Old West? The Great Equalizer.
Yeah, the Great Equalizer. I remember that.
Right. The Great Equalizer. So you could be 5'3". You pull out that six-shooter, like that guy said in that movie we saw the other night.
Yeah, talking about how that man...
You don't have to say, but some guys think it's as big as that. Yeah. All right, so in any event, I was the headlights. So I pulled the car over, and I rolled my window down, and I did something that I have never done since. I literally used my car as a kind of a weapon. I swerved into the guy while flipping him off.
Oh, man. How big was he? Was he 5'3"?
I don't know, bud. He's sitting behind a wheel of a car. It doesn't make any difference. So I swerved into the guy. I flipped him off. I heard him shout something. And then he began to back his car off. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm some kind of a badass. What I think happened to this guy, this poor man, is he thought that I was a lunatic, and he was right. And he was frightened. And I gradually just saw his headlights recede into the darkness behind me. I just saw, you know.
Like, that guy didn't want to have nothing to do with you.
Well, yeah. And I saw him, and then I saw him pull off the freeway about a mile back or whatever. And that bothered me for the rest of the night because believe me, I was worried about that person.
Why? He was tailgating you and all kind of thing like that.
It doesn't matter, bud. I mean, that's not a federal crime. I almost rammed his car with my car.
You must have been having like a bad night or something, man. Was this before you got divorced or after?
None of your business. But it was before.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway, I remember thinking about that guy and thinking he's probably at home right now thinking, what the hell was that? Who was that guy? And you know, and...
Yeah, but you know what? I bet you'll never again, not never again, tailgate somebody.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't even know why he was tailgating me. Maybe he was in a hurry and there might have been more traffic around me than I thought. I don't know, you know. I could have gotten... Maybe he was just an ass. I could have pulled over and he would have gone on. I don't know. But it's not my job, see, because while some people may say, oh, you know, I bet you'll never tailgate anybody, what if that guy had a gun?
Well, what do you mean, what if he had a gun?
What if he had a gun, man? What if he was pissed at me for swerving into him, and he pulls his piece up off the seat and, you know, shoots into my car and kills me? Like it ain't happened in this town before?
Well, you told me one time about how the people were shooting on a freeway. That's insane. Actually, you got to be kidding.
But I'm telling you, when you were a little kid, that was happening.
Yeah, I remember that.
Really?
Yes. When you were a kid back in the 80s, we had freeway shootings. And one of the things that stopped it is cell phones, you know.
Why?
because now with a cell phone, you just open up the phone and go, a guy just shot at me, here's his license number, and so the chances of that kind of thing, well, it still happens occasionally, have gone way down, but that was a terrible thing for me to do, and it was a very irrational thing for me to do, and I felt very bad, and from that night on, I have constantly monitored myself, you know, not to do that.
Yeah, but what if a guy is, like, in a slow lane and he's going, like, two?
Yeah. What do you mean, two? In other words, he's not moving.
No, but he's going two.
Hey, bud, two? Why wouldn't he be going five? Why wouldn't he be going eight?
Well, I'm just saying, wouldn't that be a rage? Wouldn't you have the rage? Wouldn't you get, you know?
Yeah, would you get raged up then, or what?
Yeah, you'd probably get roid rage, if you think about it.
I don't know what roid rage is.
Oh, roid rage.
That's the worst kind of rage you have. Roid rage is all about 20 a day later. Because they thought they had roid rage. You're laughing at, man.
They thought they had roid rage and 28 days later, huh? Okay.
Well, they did.
Oh, bull crap, they did. And if the guy's going two, I'll go around him and I'll let the highway patrol handle it. But right now in the state of Georgia, here's a guy, Representative Mark Butler from Carrollton, Georgia, said when he introduced House Bill 1047, attaboy, Mark, yeah. It was to address a very common complaint of drivers. He said, quote, I don't think I'm alone in saying this, but there are so many times when you're alone on a four-lane road and people will get over in the left-hand lane, which by law is supposed to be used for passing, and they'll just sit there and use it as their own personal drive-out lane. And they may be going 50 miles per hour. It's slowing down traffic. It's frustrating. And he's right, and it's one of the reasons why we have traffic jams. Hogging the left lane at slower speeds is already against the law, but state officials say they don't track tickets in a way that allows them to report how many are written for it each year. Neither the existing law nor Butler's bill would affect drivers who are maintaining the speed limit. Butler said it wouldn't encourage anyone to exceed the speed limit. Bob Dallas, the director of the governor's office, describes the bill as helpful to officers in enforcing lane discipline. So there's a way to operate when you're out on the freeway or expressway or whatever you may call it in your town. And that far left lane, that number one lane that we call it out here in the Wild West, that's the lane for passing. And jackballs that get in there and are doing 50 miles an hour piss me off like I can't describe, to the point where I get roid rage.
Yeah.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, what does Jesse James have in common with Tiger Woods? Harvey Weirman coming up next hour to talk about a joke that he told that could get him censored by the California State Bar, having to do with this priest that molested deaf children. It's unbelievable. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're going to get roid rage and everything, man.
You're going to get roid rage.
Phil Hendry.
There's no need for an 8-year-old child to learn how to fire a machine gun unless he's living in Somalia. In which case, you know, line them up, man. The shooting range's open in Massachusetts. Phil. We have Harvey Weirman joining us next hour. The question that I'll be asking him is, what happened, man? He's afraid he's going to be censored by the state bar, and this has to do with a joke that was told at lunch in the courthouse cafeteria in Van Nuys, California, where he is doing a civil. He's actually, advising in a civil case. And told a joke that another attorney overheard. 877-876-PHIL, a prodigy age 13 claims age discrimination by the University of Connecticut. This is a child that's 13 years of age, is a sophomore at the University of Connecticut, wanted to go on some kind of an environmental studies trip, and they said he was too young, and he's now being suing because it's age discrimination. He's old enough to go to the university. He may not be old enough to go on this ecological and evolutionary biology field trip. It's a trip to South Africa, and I don't know how to answer that. But I will anyway. I don't have an answer, but I'll have one for you in a few minutes. Here is Beth listening to us on WTKK tonight. Beth, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Great. I actually just got home from work. It's a little bit late on the East Coast, but I was loving to hear you talking about people driving, you know, and on the highway or wherever, roads, that are annoying to you. Because it's a big, huge peeve of mine that, you know, I'm sure you have gridlock out there here in the West Coast, but, like, we have crazy traffic situations out here on the East Coast as well. But the big thing to me is, like, you're going on the highway, there's always some, you know, moron going down the, you know, the left lane and the fast lane.
Right.
Blocking.
I think it's
everybody.
The most, I think it's the one aspect of the traffic laws that people are most uneducated about. I don't
think
people are aware. Yeah. You cannot go, and one of the reasons is cops don't enforce it.
No, they don't enforce
it. I don't know what these cops, I don't know about this whole quota thing, but if a cop is looking for his quota, man, all you got to do is go out there in the morning, rush hour traffic in Boston, Los Angeles, wherever, and you could nail 10, 15 people, man, within 20 minutes who are dragging their ass in that fast lane.
Yeah, but they're looking for people who are speeding, and I think that's the problem. They should be looking for people who are just, like, you know, ignoring the rules of the road. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, like,
Beth, I understand an officer's concern for safety. You know, you want to make sure that people are not going to get killed. But I would argue that somebody who is going that slow in the fast lane is causing all kinds of traffic problems behind him.
Exactly. Some of it people are getting mad. They're just, like, racing
getting
around.
Really pissed.
They're on the sky. Like, I'm going, the slow lane's like the new fast lane. That's my theory. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fast lane on the left used to be the fast lane. Now it's like, okay, if you're going to get somewhere, you have to go into the right lane. You got to bypass.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
You know, when I go to L.A., I got to tell you, that's so funny you said that, because I go to LAX, I go down to Los Angeles International Airport, and when I go on from the 101 down to the 405, which is the freeway that takes you down to our airport, I hit it, man, in the slow lane, all the way down to 405, about 10 miles, and I look at all the jackasses over there in the fat, and I'm going, ha, 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 man.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, man. Yeah, it is. It is the new fast lane. You're right.
That's my point.
Hey, Beth. Good talking to you,
huh?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Move over.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Move over. Jack balls. It's the truth, man. You know,
What do you mean about the slow lane?
The slow lane, it's a beautiful thing, man. There are freeways now where the slow lane is the fastest damn thing you've ever seen in your life, you know?
Yeah, you talk about the 405, the worst freeway that God ever made.
Yeah, you're always saying the 405 is the worst freeway that God ever made.
I don't call it that. I mean, I'm saying what do you mean that God ever made?
You said that a 405 is the worst place God's created.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you get for watching Lawrence of Arabia, you know that?
No.
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, Lawrence of Arabia?
That's what they said in Lawrence of Arabia, and Bud's been walking around repeating it ever since. The worst place that God made.
No, I haven't.
Really? Then how come you said that when that one garbage can was stinking, you said this is the worst place God ever made? Then when you had to sit in the back seat of the car, the worst place God ever made?
Yeah, that is true.
No, I said it one time.
No, you said it every freaking time, man. I went to a liquor store with him the other day, right? He goes, this is the worst place God ever made. That's the last time you get to see Lawrence of Arabia.
You said the 405 was.
In any event, the slow lane on that 405, this is Phil's traffic tips. If you come to Los Angeles, please understand. And you know, it's another summer coming up. It's springtime. God thank you for spring. The lawn's approaching. And I know many of you will want to come visit California, and we'd love to have you, honest to God. And when you get out here, and you got that rental car, get into that slow lane, baby. That's the one that's moving. Number two, don't bring your cell phone. I like to tell people every year, don't bring your cell phone. There is no real cell service in Los Angeles. I know you've heard rumors that there is. No, there isn't. There's more cell service in Boston. There's more cell service in Cleveland. I mean, I know because I'll see like news stories in Boston that everybody's on their cell phone. Out here, you see a bunch of people with a cell phone shoved up to their ear. There's nobody on the other end. They just want to look like it's, you know, working. They're paid by AT&T to go out there, and are they a sponsor?
I don't know.
Well, anyway. All right, so we're going to get to this story here about this prodigy, 13 years of age, Colin Carlson, a sophomore at the University of Connecticut, looking for a bachelor's degree, and the University of Connecticut said, you know something, you may be a brilliant kid, and we're glad to have you here, and whatever tuition money we're able to soak your parents for, but if you think we're sending your lily white rear end to South Africa, forget it. Let's find out what happens here with Colin. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Worst place God ever created.
That's a picture movie.
You're the worst thing God ever created.
You are.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, we're your McCain girls. And have we got news for you.
Flashback.
Get ready, all you lonely girls.
And leave those Democrats at home.
All right. Heaven is rising. Obama's getting low.
According
to all sources.
No, Phil, get off me.
McCain should get the vote.
You're
a fascist. In the 2008 election. The forecast calls for rain.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here already.
And this woman was fat, wasn't they?
What's that got to do with anything? It wasn't so much that they were, quote, fat. It was that they couldn't sing. And I know I get it about the tongue-in-cheek thing, but still. 877-876-PHIL. Oh, wait a second, man. We got one more thing. We got one more piece of news. God darn it. Did I blow it? No, I don't think I blew it. I don't think I blew it. I think the message is clear. Sean Penn, because we're better than you, man. Well, I'm just joking about that, Sean. Well, yeah, I do think I'm better than you, but Venezuela's better than you. Venezuela's don't hold a candle to America. So I'd say America is better than Venezuela. The owner of Venezuela's only remaining TV channel that takes a critical line against President Hugo Chavez, guess what? He was arrested Thursday. Oh, excuse me, accident. That raises concerns the government's carrying out a widening crackdown aimed at silencing opponents. Guillermo Zulago, owner of Globovision, was arrested on a warrant for remarks that were deemed offensive. Chavez thought Globovision was obscene. He didn't know what it meant. And he,
Is Globovision dirty?
No, man, it ain't dirty. I'm joking, okay? Yeah, Globovision. Anyway, Guillermo Zulago was arrested. He's the owner of Globovision on warrants for remarks that were deemed offensive to the president. Now, how can you with a straight face say that this is a great country when they arrest a cat for saying stuff that was rotten about Chavez? At the worst possible times for George Bush and Barack Obama, nobody's ever been arrested for saying stuff that was bad about them. Even though we've got a lot of paranoid types around here who think, well, you know, I got stopped for a ticket. Yeah, I think it was Obama because I wrote a letter to the White. I mean, see, in America, and this is the beautiful thing about our country, we look around us and we go, look at all these political crimes that are being committed in Venezuela, these political crimes that are being committed in Iran. These political crimes are committed in China. And these are very well-known repressive regimes where people are thrown in jail for saying things that you're not supposed to say. But in America, because that doesn't happen, we have political opponents that are at times mentally disturbed, you know. So they're saying, well, yes, it does, Phil. We're better at it. I like the things that we're really good at. We throw people in jail. Yeah, and so you got a speeding ticket, and that is the result of an editorial that you wrote in your neighborhood flyer that goes under windshield wipers that Obama is, like, the worst thing since dirt. Is that it? Well, you can laugh if you want, but you see, have you ever stood in a party with somebody like that?
Yeah, you were telling me one time about a guy said the guy would die on an iron butterfly.
Yeah, remember that time? Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah, tell that story. People are going to think that's the funniest thing that ever has been.
Yeah, what was that, man? They found that guy from Iron Butterfly, right?
What?
Well, if I talk about that, I don't want to embarrass anybody, okay? And plus, to be honest with you, it's a real guy, and I don't know. I just don't want to do it, you know?
Oh, man, come on.
All right.
Yay! Here, let me sit down.
What are you doing?
I'm getting the Cheetos.
Hey, man, this isn't some movie. Get the Cheetos out of here. I told you about that. Think you're sitting down to watch a movie?
Go get another one, man, like the lady. And don't get that baked stuff, either.
I like the bake.
What are you guys doing?
He's going to get some chips.
I don't want potato chips in here. I don't want Cheetos in here. And I certainly don't want baked Lay's potato chips in here, because that is an offense to God and man. Do you understand?
You're already saying that.
Baked potato chips are an affront to God and man. Do you understand?
Yeah, okay.
The fact that you guys even approach eating baked potato chips makes me sad. It makes me sad. It really does. All right. I'm at a party one night, and we were talking about the very tragic death of a member of the old rock band Iron Butterfly. Now, this was much into the 70s, so the initial original lineup of the Iron Butterfly had changed, and this was a bass player, I believe, who came after the original bass player. I don't know which number bass player he was. Very, very intelligent guy. I really don't want to mention his name because I don't want to... I don't want to personalize it that much. In any event, they had found this poor man, and I believe he'd been missing for a while. And what had happened was he had fallen asleep at the wheel of his car over here in Malibu Canyon, and his car went off a very, it went off a road down a steep embankment, and he died very tragically in this crash. Now, they hadn't found the car, I think, for some time, and this is similar to that story. Very, very bizarre and sort of poignant story about that screenwriter that was found. His car was found in the California aqueduct. They thought he'd been spirited away by Martians or something, and it turned out this man had also fallen asleep at the wheel of his car. He was driving back from New Mexico. It was the middle of the night. His car, boom, went right through the chain link fence that sort of separates the roadway from the aqueduct, and his car went into the aqueduct, and they couldn't find him for months. They didn't know what happened to him until a reader of a newspaper in San Diego said, well, has anybody tried backtracking his route? And that's what he did. This man was a newspaper reader. He's reading the story. He says, well, I'll go up there. So the guy gets up in his car. He drives this Interstate 10 and backtracks the man's path and found the car.
It was sticking up, right?
Yeah, the guy's, I believe it was an SUV. You could see it partially submerged, but you could see it. So this is in a lot of ways very similar, but I was at this party one night, and they had found his body. Now, somebody at this party, and I won't say who, because to be honest with you, I can't remember. Oh, they launched into some beautiful stuff, man, about the CIA, outer space. Maybe he had his brain drained. Maybe the Klingons used their mind evacuator on him so that he would become a hopeless vegetable. Seriously, and otherwise, this was a pretty normal person. See, that's the scary thing, about people that are nuts. They can sit, oh, this is wonderful chili. Did you make it? You said they'll talk to you about normal things. And then the next thing you know, let me just tell you about the bass player from Iron Butterfly. See, we believe now that his brain was liquefied and drained off into a Coke bottle, which is resting. And then you realize that you know what? I left something. Can I just go get something out of my car? Certainly. Are you coming back? Yeah, I'm coming right back. But I want to just check. Oh, okay. And you get into your car, you just floor it. So that's the kind of political advocate we have in this country, The guy that says that there's a gulag someplace and they have all these people and you don't know, and the black helicopter. You see, it is mental disease. In Venezuela, it's real, baby. In Iran, it's real. In China, it's real. In the Soviet Union, God, or in Russia, it's real. Or maybe it used to be. Maybe it ain't so real anymore. But the fact is, there are very serious situations that are confronting citizens around the world being brutalized at the hands of their government. This ain't one of them here in America. I don't know how else to say it. I understand that we've had a history of racial discrimination that has put a big segment of our population at risk from being brutalized by cops. We're aware of this now. Police are aware of this. And I think, I hope I'm not wrong, I think that the situation there in terms of the professionalism of our police has gotten a hell of a lot better. And like that. But anyway, here in the United States, I don't think we're dealing with quite what they're dealing with down there in Venezuela. This is the arrest of the owner of a major television station, Globovision, because he said that Chavez was a fat pig or something. Who knows what he said? He probably said something like, boy, Chavez, woo, man, that fried plantain, that does not agree with your gut,
How dare you say the things you say and what you look and lock him up.
Boy, you don't have a sense of humor, do you, fatso? What's that, a car battery? Okay. The arrest could be a decisive development in Chavez's drive to rein in a channel that he is accused of trying to undermine the government. Globovision, or if you were Bud, Globovision.
Yeah, that's what I was going to call it.
Okay, you really...
God, man. All excited about that? Hey, it's funny.
Globovision has been the only stridently anti-Chavez channel left on the air since another opposition-aligned channel, RCTV, was forced off cable and satellite TV in January. Is that how they get away with it? They say, look, we have opposition television. Is that what they do? Did they do that, Penn? They took you down to that and they showed you and you went, oh, this is great, man. And you wept and you threw yourself into the arms of Hugo and the two of you went off and had some plantain under the swaying palms there on his veranda. Is that what happened? You saw the TV station where the guy said that Chavez's mother wears army shoes and you said, oh, well, this is a free society like you wouldn't even believe, man. Why, this place compared, America is a hellhole compared to the paradise here of Venezuela. And you went off, and a very fetching young lady served you and Hugo fried plantain, probably some of that breaded ham and chicken thing that they do down there.
How do you know? Have you been down there?
No, but I figure it's like Cuban food. Anyway, so Ortega said prosecutors are investigating Zuluaga for remarks he made during the recent Inter-American Press Association meeting on the Dutch Caribbean island of Aruba, where he joined other media executives in criticizing Chavez's government for limiting free speech and cracking down on critics. And that's when Chavez flew Penn into town as his little shill from America. How, you know, I want to say this. First of all, you know, I work in the television area here in Los Angeles. I do a lot of voiceover work, stuff like that. But I always run into people, actors and writers. And occasionally a writer or an actor or somebody who agrees with you about this stuff, he says, boy, this is, you know. And here in California, I'd like to say that we do have a, you know, in our country, it's a free society. But I will tell you this. I am not afraid of necessarily the government busting on my ass. I'm afraid of saying the wrong thing around the wrong people. But I don't know that it's going to affect my work record. I don't. I shouldn't say that. I really shouldn't. But there's other guys that are like whispering this stuff. You know, this... What are you doing? Well, you don't want this ass to hear this, you know. But Penn, boy, that guy's somebody. You talk about a dumbass, man. He's about 100 yards of dumb.
Well, why are you whispering?
Because I got to work with him next week. I'm going to a party at his house, and I think he's a great guy.
All right, thank you.
So in any event, this guy went on to say that Chavez is a pile. How do you feel, man, if you're down there like Penn? How do you feel, dude, being... the poster boy of the very many poster boys that Chavez has had. I bet you're number one on the boy list. They just put a guy in jail, man. Guy owns a TV station, owns a radio station. He's in jail. And you're down there talking about what a sweetheart this guy Chavez is? Dude, do you understand that there are limits to people's credulity? That sooner or later people are going to see through the sunglasses, see through the processed pompadour, see through the surly face and the leather jacket, and realize you're a lightweight with a silver spoon up your rear end? You understand that's got to happen sooner or later, right? One of these days, Sean, you're going to be saying...
No, Phil, get off me.
And I won't. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Harvey Weierman coming up to talk with us about this this priest and the Pope covering for a priest that's accused of molesting 200 deaf boys. 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. I got a. I don't want to go off on a tangent, man, but I did. I picked up a iPhone today, and it's
nuts, man.
It really is nuts. It is a completely and I can only my excuse is that I work in media, so you know having a portable computer, if you will, is it makes a lot of sense. I mean, because I this is a you know the intermedia, if you will. I don't know, the intermedia environment that we live in. So you've got an amazing opportunity to look at things. And I'm going to announce tomorrow night on the air what we're going to be doing here. So that's just what we're going to do.
Well, you pretty much gave it away.
Yeah.
I did not give it away. Shut up.
You did.
Shut up. Or you're going to see some road rage, all right.
Yeah, but you know.
I told you, guy, be quiet. All right, 13-year-old Colin Carlson is a sophomore at the University of Connecticut seeking a bachelor's degree in ecology and evolutionary biology and another in environmental studies. Well, that's natural. 13 years old, a sophomore at the University of Connecticut. But he's been knocked off course by the university's rejection of his request to take a class that includes summer field work in South Africa. He and his mother say university officials told them he's too young for the overseas course. So he has filed an age discrimination claim with the university and U.S. Department of Education, which is investigating. "I'm losing time in my four-year plan for college," he said. "They're upsetting the framework of one of my majors." Can you imagine this Poindexter kid?
How is he at 13? He talk like that?
I don't know if he does, but I can well imagine, you know. Yes, Colin, I...
Don't you understand, you fool? You blind fool!
Colin, I'm sorry, but, son,
Mother. Mother! Do something, Mother! Well, Colin, honey, come on, you old bitch! God.
Sounds like a spoiled brat.
There's a marvelous magazine from England called Viz, and one of their characters is Spoilt Bastard. And I'm telling you, if you want to laugh until you're sick, you got to read Viz, and you got to find Spoiled Bastard. That's the name of this kid. But I bet you anything, Colin,
they're upsetting the framework of my major.
Good Lord. Michael Kirk, who's a spokesman for UConn, said this kid's been a pain in the ass ever since he got here. And now, no, he didn't say that. I'm kidding. He said, Michael Kirk said a spokesman for UConn would not comment on Colin's case, not comment publicly, but behind closed doors, he threw a brandy glass at him. But he did say that generally safety is the university's first concern when travel is involved, although in Colin's case, they'd be very happy to waive that and see the kids sink beneath the mire of the Amazon being swallowed by an alligator.
That'd be bitching.
Anyway, the university would not let Colin enroll after his mother, Jessica Offer, offered to release UConn from liability and to accompany her son as a chaperone at her own expense. Oh, so why won't you let him? If she's saying that you guys have no liability, this could be a lot of fun. You could see mother and son sinking beneath the mud of the Nile as they're both being eaten by some sort of weird, rare hippo. Anyway, this mother, Jessica Offer, offered to accompany her son. Colin was 2 or 3 when he began reading on his own, said Offer, who took massive amounts of LSD while she was pregnant. I'm kidding. No, she didn't. And he was up to Harry Potter by the time he was 4. An only child, he faced trouble before because of his brain power. His kindergarten teacher would not allow him to take books with him at nap time. And he was ridiculed as a freak by the other kids who fired math questions at him to entertain themselves and then hung him upside down. Nah, they didn't do that, but you can well imagine, you know.
Well, it's only natural.
Yeah, oh, yeah, is that right, bud? It's only natural to torture a child because the child has, a big brain?
Well, I mean, you got a kid like that, he's a freak, man. He's a freak of nature, man.
You can't treat the kid that way. It's not his fault.
You're just making fun of him.
I'm making fun of him, man, but if the kid was in front of me, I'd have some respect for him. I'd realize that the kid's smart.
You let him do your taxes?
What do you mean, would I let him do my taxes?
Well, how much respect are you going to have for him?
Yes, I would. Okay, is that a good enough answer?
Bull crap.
I'd let him do my taxes. Yes, I would. I'd let him do my taxes. I'd also send him out to get me a six-pack of beer if he could do it. I'd send him out to get the car washed. I'd have him pick up my cleaning. There'd be no end of things. Don't you say it, man. Anyway, this Colin, when he was in kindergarten, his teacher, who was probably frightened that the kid was smarter than her, wouldn't let him take books to nap time because he wanted to read up on quantum physics and, the origin of dark matter and things like that. And this teacher, who had absolutely no confidence going into this job, now she's got a two or three-year-old kid who is, standing there theorizing at the board with Stephen Stinkin' Hawking. And the teacher goes out into the yard near the swing set. No one sees it, but they do hear the pistol shot as a flock of birds scared by it wing their way off into the sky. Colin skipped 2 grades in public school and began taking psychology, history, and other courses at UConn when he was 9. He graduated from Stanford University Online High School at 11. Stanford University Online High School. Dig that.
What's that mean?
I guess it means that if you have some kind of a brainiac in your family and you want to get the fast track to Stanford, stick the kid in this online high school, let him do the do and the funky chicken too, and then he gets into, and then he decides he wants to go to UConn. All right, coming up, Harvey Wireman. Also, don't forget our Twitter is twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. Over there, you can see us post all kinds of links and, you know, different fun internet things that we talk about on the show. Maybe there's something there about this kid. We'll be back with Harvey Wireman of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, man, I think that kid is a freak. And everything, man.
Phil Hendry.
Did he cook?